Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
I've been part of the New Norfolk Rowing Club for a number of years, more so from probably the end of 2006 through to the current in many ways. And in that period, I've gone through two Olympic Games, the Beijing Olympic Games in 2008 and the London Olympic Games in 2012. And they were my fourth and fifth Olympic Games. My other Olympic Games, I was based in Victoria, but spent a lot of training time in Tasmania. So whilst I'm not born and bred in Tasmania, I have a good relationship with the people of Tasmania over, I don't know, mate, almost 20-25 years, I suppose. In recent years up in the Derwent Valley in New Norfolk, and so much so that I married a local lass, my wife Felicity. So I sort of grown to sort of love the valley and in particular the river. Oh, look, you know, in a rowing sense, to have a place so reliable on its water, that, you know, conditions don't vary too much, New Norfolk is perfect. You know, I'd rate it one of the best places in the world to be able to go up and train on, and just know that the water's perfect all the time. You know, I'm often up there training, you know, early in the morning, and the water's just always good. I often say to people, I think I've maybe missed, you know, four training sessions in two or three years, and yeah, it's just a fantastic place to train. And you know, I've been out on the water and I've rowing along in my single scull, and I've had a seal just pop its head out and say hello to me, you know, and it's just amazing. It's a great stretch of water, and just to see things like that, and even to be paddling up along the strait, you know, just about 3 or 4 kilometres from the club, you know, heading back, is I often find myself looking around at the mountains around, and you know, sometimes it might be cold in the middle of winter, but on a clear morning you can see Mount Wellington and the snow cap up there. And you know, only recently, just 2 weeks ago, I was out training with a group, and you know, it was a foggy morning, but the sun was, you know, glaring through the fog, and you know, just the silhouette of rowers going along. We didn't know who was who, but we could see there was a rower there, you know. And yeah, it just provides such variation, but it's a great way to start the day, and you know, a lovely stretch of water. Yeah, I guess the club's always, you know, trying to encourage people to come and join the club and get involved. They predominantly have a good program with the Ogilvy School. And yeah, that's been running for a number of years, but they're always encouraging local people from local schools to come and get involved. And the club's run, you know, like run by a small number of coaches, and it's a small club at the end of the day. But you also get a lot of the clubs from Hobart will come up, and you know, be it on a Friday or a Saturday, and come and join in and use the river, because it is a good stretch of river to train on. So in 2010, we had two lightweight fours on the national program actually train out of the New Norfolk Rowing Club. And yeah, we did a winter program over, I think, 3 or 4 months based out of the New Norfolk Rowing Clubs. Yeah, so, you know, often you might see, especially on a Saturday, you'll see crews out there training. A club usually spends most of Saturday morning training. But also, you know, time to time, there's a number of regattas that run. There's a, you know, in the autumn time, there's a Masters regatta that runs up there. And that's quite a competitive event and very popular amongst the Masters rowers in the sport of rowing. But also there's two, I guess, quite significant events up at the New Norfolk, out of New Norfolk, and up at New Norfolk itself, is the Charlin Sculls race and the Long Distance Eights race. And the Long Distance Eights race is what's called a 10-kilometre race. It runs from the Powerboat Club, which is a bit halfway back down the Lowell Highway towards the Bridgewater Bridge. They row from there right up towards the club, and that's become a great event that, you know, to watch. You know, a whole series of eights racing up the river in a time trial format is it's quite exciting actually to see it. So if you ever, you know, see it's on and you want to just come and park your car along the side of the river somewhere and have a look, then yeah, a great little spectacle to watch all these eights coming working way up the river. That usually then finishes the day off with the Charlin Sculls race, which is a 500 metre sprint race from the bridge to the rowing club. It takes all of about a minute and 30 seconds, but you know, it's a handicap race, so often get, you know, our gal, you know, might be an Olympic representative be there, and also, you know, a little under 13 beginner, and anybody can win. So it's all handicapped, and you might find in the final you have a Scott Brennan Olympic gold medalist racing against some young girl from Farn School who's 14 years old, and she gets a 16-second handicap. Scotty Brennan's got a 16-second handicap, but she might actually end up getting up and winning the Shale and Skull, something like that, you know. So it's a very interesting regatta, and I know actually elite rowers who have actually never won Shale and Skulls. I've actually never won Shale and Skulls. I think I've been out handicapped. So, but yeah, that's a great event and really a good bit of entertainment in that little area.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.